Africa has had its lion's share of conflicts since many countries gained independence. Jean-Pierre Buyoya, High Representative of the African Union for Mali and the Sahel, told the General Assembly that political instability and socioeconomic underdevelopment are among the major challenges confronting Africa.
The hotbeds of armed conflicts are various and sundry on the continent. Armed rebellions or secessionist movements, criminal activities, terrorist activities, including also institutional crises, mean that political instability is a great burden to the African continent.
The president of the General Assembly, Vuk Jeremic, said the world must engage much more resolutely to help end the conflicts that are claiming the lives of many Africans. He identified the situations in Mali, the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, and the Central African Republic as sources of great concern.
Notwithstanding recent progress in Somalia, Sudan, and South Sudan, the fragility of the entire Sahara region needs to be addressed in a much more concerted fashion. With all due respect to the existing efforts to ameliorate these and other crises, I do not think the international community is devoting enough attention to the complex security issues faced by the continent, from terrorism, secessionist threats, and transnational organized crime, to the proliferation of arms, effective peace building, and mass migration.
Despite the enormous challenges the people of Africa face, steady gains are being made in consolidating peace and security, said UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
Insecurity in the Central African Republic, Mali, the broader Sahel region, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, as well as the unconstitutional transfer of power in Guinea-Bissau, cannot disguise the fact that the number of conflicts in Africa continues to decline.
Mr. Ban identified mechanisms that are being used on the continent to prevent or resolve conflicts.
The AU peace and security architecture, the continental early warning system, and the African standby force are increasingly effective. The AU, with its panel of the wise and the sub-regional organizations, are taking the lead in mediation and conflict resolution. The AU Peace and Security Council and the UN Security Council are working ever more closely together.
Secretary General Ban said the United Nations is committed to supporting the peaceful prevention and resolution of conflicts in Africa. Jerry Adams, United Nations.